45. Marcy stared at the moving image depicting a city in full color, though those colors were mostly muted dark grays and blacks against the brilliant red sky. Ash drifted from above, sprinkling the smoldering ruins. A loud mechanical sound came from the room emitting the light.
By the first aether,
Twin Soul said, stepping up beside her and resting his hand on the back of a nearby chair for support.
What is it? A window into the future?
I've never seen anything like it, Moonlight said from the far wall nearest the image.
She hesitantly lifted her hand into the stream of light and displaced the image, leaving a shadow of her hand on the wall. Fortunately, Marcy had experienced something like this once before. Vendel had shown them a way of projecting evanotype images onto a wall using light. Those had been static and in black and white, but he'd said something then that had stuck with her.
Harmony implies that if we find this wonders, it will really burn our metals when the images start moving.
It appeared the set had figured out that secret, and they'd found a way to create moving images of another place using cameras? This room did have the feel of a small playhouse theater, only without the stage. But was this landscape of piling ash and broken cities the future or the past? It resembled Ellendale by the architecture, but there was so much rubble she couldn't tell for certain.
Here, look at this,
Moonlight called from the far side of the room where she'd opened another door. Twin Soul and Marcy joined Moonlight in a room with a different kind of decor. An enormous table dominated it, with a tiny replica of a city on it. It was like the model that Twin Soul had created, but made out of painted wood and plaster, broken and ruined, the buildings fallen as if in some disaster. It was Ellendale. She could see that from the layout. So not only had someone seen the future, they'd built a model of what was going to happen? Moonlight peeked into some boxes, then pulled out a handful of fine ash from one, which she let trail through her fingers. Other shelves held tiny props, miniature versions of people lying like corpses, dead horses made of painted plaster, broken buildings, ruined motor cars, some large red-painted sheets with depictions of clouds and a blazing sun, and evanotype cameras set up to look across the table from down low. Seeing that, it all snapped together for her.
It's a fake, she whispered with relief. They didn't travel to the future or the past. They created a model of a fallen Ellendale, then used these machines to craft pictures of a future that hasn't happened. Even that picture we found earlier, it's a fake, a photo of this model. They've been deliberately constructing a hoax to make people think the world is going to end.
No, Moonlight said. They've been constructing a hoax to make people think it has already ended. But who are they planning to show it to, and why? If there are answers, Marcy said, we'll find them below. She nodded the other direction, out through the theater room toward the larger doors on the wall near the projecting device. They peeked out to find a hallway lit with caged industrial lights. The place felt eerily empty, considering the earlier activity. Moonlight went out first. Marcy joined her, and they found a set of doors at the end of the hallway. These doors had windows at the top, so they could observe the loading dock beyond. A group of armed men and women patrolled here. Twin Soul crouched beside Marcy, then let a tiny, practically invisible line of crystals sneak under the door.
Ah,
he said.
You see that large wall that juts out to our left, just inside the room? That's our industrial elevator, as you had anticipated, my lady.
Marcy could make out the section of wall he indicated, but the front of the elevator would be facing away from them. They'd never sneak through the open cargo bay without being spotted. Fortunately, they didn't need to. They moved through the hallway to the appropriate location, a blank wall beyond which should be the elevator.
All right, Marcy whispered.
Moonlight created another door, then pulled it open, revealing a deep, dark shaft leading down. The elevator must be below, likely having carried the Lord Mayor and his bodyguards into the depths. Now what?
Allow me,
Twin Soul said, stepping through the door and steadying himself by grabbing a small box just inside, standing with one foot on a narrow ledge, the other dangling over the void. Marcy reached to steady him, but before she could, the door vanished, the wall stretching back into place. Moonlight hastily stamped again, then pulled open the door. They found Twin Soul hanging from a ladder constructed of rosite stone. He took a long drink from his backpack full of water and smiled.
Shall we?
He asked. What if someone calls the elevator back up? Marcy asked. It's an industrial elevator, Moonlight said. Look how wide this shaft is, how thick the cables are. It will move slowly. Worst case, we can climb on top and ride it up. There's enough space above us here that we won't be crushed. Marcy nodded and Twin Soul began climbing down, new rungs forming beneath him as he did so. Marcy stepped onto the ladder, testing its strength. Twin Soul was, it turned out, exceptionally handy to have along. She climbed down a little to let Moonlight on too. The doorway vanished again, but Moonlight cracked open her rucksack to let some light leak out, painting the shaft with a pale white glow. They started descending toward the caverns, and hopefully, answers.